listening to the True Idaho News Podcast. Unfiltered news and opinion for the citizens of Idaho.
Well, hello and welcome to the True Idaho News Podcast. This is Daniel Bobinski, editor of True Idaho News. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we jump into our stuff today, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsors, the people who are Triple Diamond supporters of True Idaho News. You can learn more about that by going to trueidahonews.com/support. And people who support us there at the Triple Diamond level also get a shout out on the podcast. For that, we're going to give a shout out to Tom Lopak. He's the owner of Picture Perfect Window Cleaning. You can find out more about his business at windowcleaningboise.com. Tom does window cleaning, screen repair, gutter cleaning, power washing. Him and his team will do a great job. Give him a call at 208-401-6265. That's 401-6265. Talk to Tom. When you call, tell him you heard about it on True Idaho News, and he will give you a 10% discount. Also want to give out to Brian Hay. Brian is the owner of BH Consulting, or a computer consulting firm. Contact Brian for your computer needs, remote support. If you have software problems, hardware problems, you got a virus you want to get rid of, if your computer isn't talking to your printer, Brian is the guy to give a call to at 408-529-1299. Once again, that's 408-529-1299. Talk to Brian Hay at BH Consulting. Thanks to Brian for being a sponsor. And also a new advertiser on the show is Michael Hahn, associate broker with Home River Realty. If you are watching what's happening in the real estate market in Idaho, you know, it's gone crazy. One of the problems that crops up when you get a crazy real estate market is everybody gets into the real estate business. You want somebody who has experience. Michael Hahn has over 10 years experience as a licensed real estate broker, actually since 2005. His main focus is helping clients with the purchase or sale of residential or commercial investment properties all throughout Southern Idaho. So if you are looking at getting your financial goals lined up with your real estate, Michael's the guy to talk to. Give him a call at 208-939-9033. That's Mike Hahn at 208-939-9033. Over a decade of real estate experience with great knowledge. Or you can send him an email, michael.hahn@pm.me. That's michael.hahn@pm.me. And I thank our sponsors for helping keep us on the air and keeping True Idaho News afloat. trueidahonews.com/support. All right, on to our news. My first story has to do with something that we put up at True Idaho News. You can go read this story. The story is titled, Governor Little and Health and Welfare Director Jeppesen Fail to Tell Idahoans the Truth. Now, that's a very polite way of putting it. We could even go so far as deceiving us. But first, let's start with the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. If you go to the Health and Welfare Facebook page, you're going to see interesting statements that they make, such as the following. COVID-19 vaccination is the best, most consistent protection against serious illness and death, even if you've already had COVID-19. That is a false statement. I don't know how they get away with this. If I was running Facebook, I'd be putting false statement flags, false information all over that, because it is very clear looking at the data coming out of Europe, where they actually do research on this stuff, is that if you have vitamin D levels that are high, like over 60, over 70, your chances of getting COVID are next to nothing. And if you do get COVID, it is going to be a very mild case, because vitamin D is super important in how your body functions against these viruses. Now, if you want to get tested for something, instead of having somebody stick a swab up your nose, go down and get your vitamin D levels tested. Find out what your vitamin D level is. Anthony Fauci takes 6,000 international units of vitamin D every day. And I remember going to my naturopath about probably 8 years ago, and my naturopath said, you need to get on vitamin D. We have such a shortage of vitamin D in this nation. And Idaho being one of the northernmost states, we don't get a lot of vitamin D in the winter months. In fact, there's probably 6 months out of the year, we don't get enough vitamin D from being outside. one of the very first presentations from Dr. Cole at the Capitol was that we don't have a cold and flu season. We have a low vitamin D season. And I couldn't agree more. I actually have a screenshot of an email from Anthony Fauci where somebody asked him, how much vitamin D do you take every day? And his answer was 6,000 international units. So if you take vitamin D every day, hats off to you. But I want to encourage you to look at how much you're taking. My dad, I told him, take vitamin D every day. And take 5,000 international units every day. And so I was over at my dad's house recently, and I looked, I said, could you show me what you're taking every day? And he showed me his vitamin D, and it was 1,000. I said, Dad, I applaud you for being consistent with that, but we need to get you up to 5,000 a day to get your vitamin D levels up. So first of all, make sure you're taking some vitamin D, and then get tested for vitamin D. So many doctors have come out now and said that asymptomatic people do not spread COVID-19. So don't worry about it if you're not having symptoms. Get out there and get tested for vitamin D, because if your vitamin Ds are up high enough, your chances of getting COVID are very low. And if you do get COVID, the chances are that your intensity of sickness is going to be very slim. Now, by the way, I am not a doctor. I am sharing with you the information that doctors share with me. So let me make my little statement here to keep me out of jail. These statements that I'm making have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. And the product that I'm talking about, vitamin D, is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. Okay, there, I've said it. Legal mumbo jumbo, done. Check the box. But go listen to the videos from Dr. John Campbell on YouTube. Look up Dr. John Campbell and vitamin D. Watch any of his videos on vitamin D, and your eyes will be opened. And you will want to start taking vitamin D because the research is phenomenal. Unfortunately, our health and welfare department here in the state of Idaho, they just want to keep pushing their vaccines. And so they have this, idea that if we have this COVID-19 vaccine, it is the best, most important thing you can do. Yeah, for somebody's pocketbook, but not for your health. Then the health and welfare department says that the virus is changing all the time and natural immunity may not last for long. That, again, is a lie. Why do you think they're having you take booster shots? Because they're telling us that the vaccine only lasts for a few months, and then you've got to get another shot, and then another shot, and then pretty soon you're going to be on your 70th booster. And yet we have doctors telling us that right now, the natural immunity, if you've had COVID already in the natural world without a vaccine, if you got COVID and you got your antibodies in place, you are going to be much better immune against catching anything else because the immunity lasts longer. So the Health and Welfare Department in the state of Idaho is lying to you when they are telling you that natural immunity might not last for long. What doesn't last for long is the vaccine, because the vaccine only addresses one aspect of the virus. The virus morphs. It has different strains. Today, they're calling those things variants. In the past year, we've called them flu strains. And they would take a flu shot, and they would guess as to what kind of strain was going to come on this particular season, and they would develop a flu shot for that particular strain. Because the flu shot for last year's strain was not going to be effective for this year's strain. And that's why they push the flu vaccine every year. So what's really kind of crazy is they're telling you to get a vaccine for a strain that existed 2 years ago, which is when they created the vaccine, was for the natural first generation Wuhan flu virus. We've now gone through all the different alpha, beta, blah, 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 delta, blah, blah, blah. Now we're on Omicron. So we've gone through all these, 12, 13 different iterations, different strains. And they're wanting you to take a flu shot, basically, a vaccine for a strain from 13 years ago. That's in essence what they're talking about. Go ahead and get the vaccine from a flu strain that happened 13 years ago. Makes absolutely no sense. Stop and think about this logically. Here's something else they just put up. COVID-19s are safe and reduce the risk of serious illness and death, even for children ages 5 through 17. No, that's a lie. Children ages 5 through 17 are very unlikely to die from COVID. Very unlikely. 0.003% of kids. Come on. Again, make sure their vitamin D levels are up and they're doing fine. In fact, we've been told by multiple doctors that people who get the jab are more likely to get infected with COVID-19. In fact, lots of data coming across that I've seen where in countries that have a 70% vaccination rate, 90 to 95% of the people who have Omicron are those that are vaccinated. You would think it'd be 70%, but no, it's 95%. Doesn't that tell you something? The percentage of people who are getting Omicron is higher if you've been vaccinated against COVID-19. This makes absolutely no, this is gaslighting. They're lying to you. The data is there, and yet they keep pushing these vaccines. If you want to know why, three simple words, follow the money. Now, at True Idaho News is an article, like I said, you can read. It's called Governor Little and Director Jeppesen Fail to Tell Idahoans the Truth. And in that article, I list the latest VAERS data, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. This is what is supposed to be happening to every adverse event from a vaccine. It's not happening. I have doctors in Idaho who are contacting me, who are telling me that when the person comes into the emergency room and have an obvious reaction to a vaccine, the doctors are saying, nope, couldn't possibly be the vaccine, even though it's obviously the vaccine. And they're refusing to report that is the problem. I had a conversation with a nurse last month where I asked the nurse what's going on in the hospital. And she said that she'd asked multiple doctors why they wouldn't prescribe ivermectin. And one doctor only gave her a straight answer. The other doctors just walked away and wouldn't say anything. But one doctor told her straight up, I've been told that I will lose my license if I even prescribe ivermectin. This is murderous. This is criminal. And yet this is happening in our state. I used to have respect for those in the medical field. I really believe that most doctors, I don't say all, most doctors and hospital administrators have become prostitutes for the pharma industry. Yes, I'm saying that. Yes, I mean it. And I challenge any doctor to bring me evidence to show that ivermectin is dangerous for treating COVID-19. Bring me the evidence. But let's go back to this article at True Idaho News. It's got a chart in there showing the number of deaths from the vaccine. If you look at this chart, it's amazing. You just need to see it. I can't describe it to you on the air like this, just talking. You have to see it. Total deaths from COVID-19 vaccine injuries is more than all deaths from all vaccines combined since the VAERS reporting system was established. Since the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System was established, we now have more deaths just from the COVID-19 vaccine alone. Dr. Robert Malone, he's a physician. He's the inventor of the technology they use to create these quote-unquote vaccines. He has been, in his own words, red-pilled. And he recently stated in an interview that the vaccine injuries and deaths that are reported to VAERS are underreported by a factor of at least 4 or 5. And then I linked to an article from Columbia University that shows that the VAERS deaths are undercounted by a factor of 20. But it's not just deaths. It's hospitalizations, over 110,000 hospitalizations from this vaccine, over 100,000 urgent care visits, 36,000 severe allergic reactions, 35,000 permanent disabilities, almost 24,000 life-threatening reactions, 22,000 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis. This is not what we would call a safe vaccine. Your governor, Brad Little, is lying to you when he says it is safe. If he has a problem with me saying that, he can come knock on my door and we can have a face-to-face conversation. There was a video that he released back in August 23rd. We link to it in the article here at True Idaho News. And this was just after COVID-19 jab got quote-unquote approved from the FDA, right? And he says, the FDA, full approval of the vaccine, helps impart additional confidence for Idahoans still on the fence about getting the shot. There's a problem. The FDA's approval, which he was talking about, was for a product that is not available in the United States. Let me say that again. The only vaccine approval has been for a product that's not available in the United States. So for Governor Little to tell us that the Pfizer vaccine is available in Idaho is disingenuous at best. My question is, what do we call somebody who doesn't tell the truth? So go check out that article at True Idaho News. And while you're there, check out the other article that I wrote recently on Pfizer, how Pfizer's tests were misleading and how their shots can actually do more harm than good. And they knew this going in, but they covered it up. We've got the receipts. We've got the proof. The links are there in the article. You can go read it for yourself. The Canadian COVID Care Alliance, which is kind of like the Canadian version of the Frontline Alliance here in America, they released an analysis of the Pfizer documents. They went through it with a fine-tooth comb, and they found out that there was a very little difference between those who got the jab and those who didn't in their trials. They had almost 40,000 people participating in their trials. And you had 18,000 plus who finished having not received the jab. They were getting a placebo. And 18,000 plus who did get the jab, the actual injection. For those that didn't get the actual injection, those who got the saline solution or whatever the placebo was, the risk of catching COVID was 0.88%. If you got the actual COVID vaccine, your risk of catching COVID was 0.04%. Both instances, your chances of catching COVID were less than 1%. But here's the gig. They reported that there was a 95% improvement if you got the vaccine. They were talking about, though, a relative risk reduction, 0.88% if you didn't have the vax and 0.04% if you did, which is a reduction, an absolute reduction risk of 0.84. So a less than 1% improvement if you got the jab. They use what's called a relative risk reduction. The medical standard is an absolute risk reduction. All of this is explained in the article. You can go to trueidahonews.com, read the article about how Pfizer misled us. I've got links to all the data there. And then we talk about the deaths. You had the people who received the jab. 15 people died in the study who had received the actual vaccine. 14 people died in the placebo group. And it wasn't that, in fact, the placebo group was actually bigger by a couple hundred people. So you had more people, less death in the placebo group. And then they ended the trial after only 2 months. It was supposed to go on for a lot longer, but they ended it shortly afterwards. And they allowed anybody that they wanted to go ahead and get the actual jab. And then they had 5 people die who'd gotten jabbed and nobody from the unvaccinated group. So the data is there. The links are there. Go to trueidahonews.com. Check out this article. Pfizer misled us in telling us that there was a 95% reduction. No, there wasn't. A less than 1% reduction in your chance of getting COVID if you took the shot. The question that they asked, it's a great question, is how many people would have chosen to take the COVID-19 vaccine if they'd understood that they got less than a 1% benefit from doing so? Look at all the people who have died with permanent disabilities, with hospitalizations, loss of work, loss of income, people who've been paralyzed, people who've lost their livelihoods because of the intentional lying and manipulation of what their vaccines would do. This is criminal. And why we still have a governor who is doing well in the polls is beyond me. And that's another article you should go look at True Idaho News. And that's about the poll showing Brad Little with a sizable lead in the governor's race. This is unfathomable to me how people do not understand what this man wants to do to your freedoms. He is a puppet for the National Governors Association. I don't believe Brad Little could fill a suit anymore. I just don't. The dude does what the National Governors Association wants him to do. He does what IACI wants him to do. And still he has a 58.8% in the poll right now. If you were to run a primary today, according to these polls, and by the way, there's more than one poll that I've heard about, and they all show pretty much the same, that Brad Little is pulling 58% of the vote. This tells me that most Idahoans don't know what this guy's trying to do to your liberties. When he will not let the government do what it's supposed to do, when he keeps us in a state of emergency so he can keep the power, And you see Iaki running the show left and right. He is nothing but a puppet for Iaki. And yet we're letting him do it because the Speaker of the House doesn't have a backbone either to stand up to him because he's also a puppet of Iaki. This is not how our government is supposed to work. Our representatives in the legislature are supposed to represent the people, not the businesses. So when I hear these guys say, oh, we're standard conservative Republicans, we don't believe in telling businesses what to do. Well, they didn't say that when they shut down the businesses. They didn't say that when restaurants wanted to serve people. They said, nope, you can only serve 30% of seating capacity. That's telling businesses what to do. Go check out this poll at True Idaho News. Now, actually, the poll was conducted by Greg Pruitt and the Idaho Dispatch. They commissioned the poll. A company by the name of Zoldak Research did the poll in December. And by the way, I see some people saying only 575 people were polled. What kind of poll is that? You got to, I guess, understand a little bit about statistics. I would have thought the same thing, but I have the benefit of hindsight and going through my master's degree and my doctoral work and having some statistics classes. And yes, you can get a very reliable poll by sampling only 500 people, nationwide even. You can poll 500 people and you can poll 50,000 people and get the same results. It's just that your margin of error is a little bit different. That's all. So the margin of error on this poll is 4%. But looking at this here, Brad Little is in the lead. That tells me people do not understand that he is trying to eliminate our liberties and give himself the power. And that's not good for Idahoans. It's not good for Americans. So my recommendation is pick a candidate. If you're a freedom-loving person, pick a candidate, get out there and start knocking on some doors and educating people about what Brad Little's really about. And one more thing, and I'll wrap this up. I'm also seeing something else on Facebook has to do with we need a governor who's going to allow ivermectin to be sold over the counter. Now, you've heard me talking before about ivermectin and how it is a very safe drug, how people have had their lives saved because of ivermectin. They've been sent home to die from the hospital, and then a doctor prescribes them ivermectin, and they come back, and they're good again. So do not believe the mainstream media about ivermectin. It is a smear campaign because they want you to think that the vaccine is the only solution. It is not. In fact, I think the vaccine is dangerous to you. You are much better off taking vitamin D, taking zinc with quercetin or ECGC, and a slew of other over-the-counter stuff to keep your immune system boosted up. And by the way, if you would like, send an email to trueidahonews@protonmail.com, and I will send you a PDF with links to interviews with doctors, links to the various protocols that doctors recommend, including, I will also include the protocol that I use that doctors have told me, and I had a doctor give me a protocol 30 years ago that I've been using to help push back the cold and flu whenever it comes upon me. And I've been using it for decades, and it works great. I could give stories about this. In fact, I actually linked to a video I made where I do tell the story about that. So send an email to trueidahonews@protonmail.com. Request the PDF. I'm not charging for it. I'm not selling you anything. I'm going to send you the PDF. That's it. And I will give you all that information and what you can do to amp up your immune system to minimize the likelihood of catching a cold or flu. But getting back to this thing on Facebook, where people are saying, well, we need a governor who's going to allow ivermectin to be sold over the counter. No, you don't. Because if you're doing that, then you are saying that you want a dictator, that you want somebody who will say what can and cannot be sold. That is not how our government was set up. We have boundaries. We have rules. You want a governor who's going to follow the rules, who's going to let the free market do its thing. Right now, we've got Brad Little, who back in March of last year came out and said, nobody gets hydroxychloroquine and nobody gets azithromycin. That, to me, was criminal. He totally restricted who and who could and could not get those two drugs. To me, that is a governor practicing medicine without a license. It is a doctor's choice to issue a drug to a patient. And yet the governor directed the Board of Pharmacy in the state of Idaho to not issue unless under very specific conditions. That is not what you want in this country. It's not something that the executive officer should do, because now you're asking for a dictator, a monarch, someone who makes a unilateral decision that we're supposed to follow. Yes, it'd be great to have ivermectin over the counter. It is in many countries. It's that safe. But that is not what you want in a governor. All right, I'm going to wrap up with that. This is Daniel Bobinski with True Idaho News. Again, a shout out to Mike Kahn, new advertiser on the show. He's associate broker with Home River Realty. You want an experienced realtor if you're buying or selling your home, give Mike a call, 208-939-9033, or send him an email, michael.hahn, H-O-N, at pm.me. Also want to give a shout out to Brian Hay with BH Consulting. If you got computer problems, if your printers aren't talking, if your systems aren't working right, you got a virus, you got a software bug, a hardware bug, give Brian a call, 408-529-1299. That's 408-529-1299 or bhconsulting.us. And finally, Tom Lopak, Triple Diamond sponsor, Picture Perfect Window Cleaning. Contact Tom at windowcleaningboise.com or 208-401-6265. Tell him you heard it on True Idaho News to get a 10% discount. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to you for listening. Happy New Year to you, by the way. This is 2022. We're going to give this year a good run. Be sure to visit True Idaho News and subscribe there for free. Doesn't cost you a thing. You get an email once a week with links to all of our stories in case you miss them on the social media platforms. This is Daniel Lobinski. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll catch you again next week. Until next time, be blessed.
You've been listening to the True Idaho News Podcast. Unfiltered news and opinion for the citizens of Idaho. Get more True News by visiting TrueIdahoNews.com. If you'd like to support this podcast, visit TrueIdahoNews.com/support. Thanks for listening.